breakfast bad? Oh, why is it called breakfast bad?
Just me like breakfast and like Breaking Bad.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had like bacon and sausage and like toast.
Okay. Oh, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had a unconventional muffin.
Okay. I had something weird, didn't I? What's mine?
Don't know.
It's a chicken and bacon melt.
That's at lunch. That is not a breakfast.
It was at lunchtime, though, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then I did just have a bacon sandwich for lunch as well, so I've like had a double breakfast.
And what's this in here?
I don't know what you're talking
the head
about.
The head of a gingerbread man.
Well, the hardest gingerbread man ever. And he broke my mouth. And it was like a cookie. And
your voice is sounding tip-top today. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a rested, quiet, calm weekend. Now, I got way too drunk, but it was worth it.
Okay, we're going to be talking about...
Rooms of the World.
Yeah, man. We did some interviews and stuff that we're going to be popping in through this podcast.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it?
That's a thing.
Cool. Okay, has your hangover gone?
A little bit.
Steph?
Yeah. No, I felt like I thought I was going to die yesterday.
You were amazing on Sunday. Steph Scott walking around the festival with her trusty 2 litre bottle of wine.
I'd like to confirm it wasn't filled up to the 2 litres.
No, it was about 3/4 though, wasn't it?
No, it was like half. It was a litre because that was all you were allowed to bring into the festival, Kevin. So there was just a litre of wine in there, which I think, considering I got there at like 3 and started just downing that to like, it could have been a lot worse. I wasn't sick.
No, you weren't sick. You were funny.
Embarrassing.
On that note, I think that I didn't spot any kind of trouble or any kind of fracases or any that kind of thing.
Trouble.
I think it was quite a pos vibe down there.
Yeah,
I
it was really good.
It's very family friendly, isn't it? Which is nice. Says the girl with the 2 litre bottle of wine.
Yeah, it was really good. And the first person I saw...
It was the first person that played.
Yeah. Maximilian.
From St. Clair.
Yeah.
Doing a solo set.
And he's fantastic.
I remember thinking, at the time... that if that had been the best thing which I'd seen all weekend, I would have gone away a happy man. He was absolutely awesome. It was a great start to the day.
It was really
I'm really glad he got to play.
Yeah.
He was really creative with... Because obviously normally St. Clair is a band, but he did it on his own. And he was using his loop pedal and that. He also had his own bass drum, which he carried from the other side of Hitchin. Parked about 6 miles away.
She said to us afterwards, she was like, can you look after my stuff? And we were like... we're not really parked anywhere near either. So we had to carry it all the way back.
Oh, bless it.
He was awesome. He did some a nice cover as well, which was cool. But it was one of them covers that I wasn't sure who did it originally.
Who was it?
That I don't know.
Oh, right.
Do you know
but it was I bet if you asked him, he would know. You'd hope. But yeah,
really
love his songs.
Really. Glad we got the facts down.
Who else did we see on the Saturday?
We saw Smidge. We did an interview with Smidge. Should we play that should we?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Is that him now?
It's Amy from Rhythms of the World.
Live.
Okay, should we answer it? Do it.
Hello.
We're not in the nettle.
Okay, hello, Breakfast Bad team here. We're about to interview Smidge.
Team.
Smidge, who played on the, I don't know how you say that stage.
Arcade Eclectic
stage yesterday. Smidge, what did you have for breakfast today?
What did I have for breakfast? Well, actually, I had a few friends round, and my mother...
No, did you eat them? Jesus Christ.
And my mother made us some sandwiches and some pizza. It was really nice. Thanks.
Oh, man. Was it reheated cold pizza?
It was fresh pizza, straight from the freezer. It was great.
No expenses spared.
No, it's lovely.
That's our best breakfast so far, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's the only breakfast so far.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Stop doing that! How did you enjoy it yesterday? How did you find it?
It was really, really good. Yeah, I've been planning for this gig for a long, long time. Like, for the last few months, it's been the gig that I've been working towards, basically. And, obviously we had, like, a torrential downpour in the afternoon. I was like, you know, no one's going to come, no one's going to watch this. Luckily, it stopped raining about half an hour before I went on stage. And then, obviously, the crowd was a little bit thinned out because a lot of people just hadn't come to Rhythms. But I still had a decent audience, played what I think was a decent set.
It was an awesome set. I watched it. It was an awesome set.
I did kind of lose my voice towards the end of the set, because basically my vocal technique is just shout as loud as you can.
Just means you're trying as hard as you can.
Yeah, I think I try a bit too hard because I just lost my voice.
Like, what would you give yourself for actual technique?
This is a bit deep. Jesus Christ.
Technique?
I am like a wine and a half down.
I don't know, a C maybe?
Like, C for technique?
I do need to work on my vocal technique.
I've seen you play. I'd give you like a B+ to an A.
Okay. Like, I can manage a half hour set. After about half an hour, just I lose it. So I need to work on that actually. But no, it went well.
We're not here to cut you down, man. It's all good.
Therapised you. Therapised, that word? It is now.
I love, like, I've just got to say, I love watching Smidge. I think he's like one of the most...
Not when he's playing, just in his day to day.
Like, I've said to someone the other day, like, watching Smidge, it's amazing. Like watching the songs, like is all like watching the talking between songs is almost as much fun as watching the songs because he's such a character. Like, what was it you said about James Bay yesterday?
Oh, it was I played a song about a girl who kind of a woman who works in the sex industry, and then I said, well, you don't get that from James Bay, do you? Which wasn't an insult to James Bay. I really like James Bay, but he doesn't write about prostitutes.
Just an observation.
Yeah, just an observation.
Maybe it's just like a suggestion for his next album.
He should maybe write about prostitutes. An area
album number two.
Yeah.
Prostitutes.
I get a lot of compliments for like my
Arctic Monkeys have done it.
That's true.
So yeah. it's not that uncommon, I think.
Okay.
I do get a lot of compliments for my like talking between songs. Like my plan is to gradually phase out the song, so eventually the set is just me talking for 40
okay.
minutes.
I'm into that.
Would you?
I'll off the cuff entertainment. I like it.
Cool, man.
Any closing words?
What are you doing? You're hanging around getting smashed with us the rest of the day?
I'm gonna have a few beers and see what happens. Yeah, it's gonna be a good day. It's been a really good weekend.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, Smidge was absolutely awesome. He absolutely smashed it. Not the biggest crowd just because of the weather at the time.
Yeah. But,
it's the opposite of what he just said on that interview that we just listened to.
Well, I think there was probably nobody there before he went on, and then as soon as he started playing, people came over. So yeah, it was all right. He's so funny. So funny to watch.
I like, he's like, he's really, what's that song he's got about like the cup of coffee or like cup of tea or something? It's like, it's kind of like a love song, but
yeah, there's also a really funny love song. I can't think what it's called. It's about him not being able to get a girlfriend, and then he sort of talks about maybe he should become gay and just start trying to get a boyfriend. Then it's like they'll probably reject me too, and it's
it's a bit sad.
It's a bit sad, but it
sounds hilarious.
Go and see him; he's really funny. Yeah, he's great though. Love Smidge.
Blimey! So, who are we going to talk about next?
Number three looks like Mark Sullivan.
Mark Sullivan, yeah, he was our troubadour on the main stage.
Yeah.
I didn't see that much of him because I was troubadour on the other stage at the same time.
He's on a couple.
He seemed to have like hour-long sets and stuff, didn't he? Yeah. He did all right, didn't he?
Yeah, he was awesome. He deserved to be up there on the stage, like doing his thing. Because yeah, I think he was as good as any of the other artists that were up there.
He was great, yeah.
And yeah, sounded lovely. He's always a very passionate character.
Yeah, I saw him backstage with a bunch of Rastafarians afterwards, getting absolutely smashed, having the time of his life, like
he
always does.
He probably thought he was Danny Dyer, right?
They probably did.
Was that was potentially Talisman?
Talisman.
Yeah, they were on one of the first bands I saw on the main stage that day. They were really good, like, full-on reggae band. The only thing that it made me feel like I was in the Caribbean if I shut my eyes and didn't notice that I was getting rained on. But the weather, unfortunately, took away from that a little bit. But it cleared up eventually, didn't it?
It did.
I was really impressed with the turnout, considering the weather.
Well, I was well happy when it started raining, because obviously I was on that in that big tent.
That circus tent.
I was in the massive undercover tent, and it pissed down just before I went on.
It went away?
Rained down just before I went on. And are we not allowed to swear anymore?
I think we said that we wouldn't.
We wouldn't for the rhythms one, right?
Who did we say that to? Just each other? I don't think we said it to them.
Oh, okay.
Swear away, guys.
Fuck that, then. I'm going to take that out. Stop rebelling.
Yeah, it rained just before I went on. And literally like 2,000 people came in and watched me. It was just the best thing that ever happened. Not the best thing
in the world.
No, I know, like, got married and stuff and had kids, but that was good too.
Met us.
Yeah, met you too.
I feel like we've got off topic. What are we here to talk about?
CC Smugglers.
They were amazing.
Yeah, they did that thing where they sort of went into the crowd. I don't know how they did it because I couldn't quite see.
They, at the front, they... Because I saw them having a chat backstage about speaking to the security about it, and they said that the security were happy to open the gate to let them through. Like, right.
But we're not going
to
let you back.
Well, they said, if anything happens to you, it's not our fault. You're on your own, boys. But it was great. But it was great. They took a microphone out there and everything and just all got around in a circle and played in the crowd. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. Another really cool thing happened with them, which I saw on Facebook. Some little kid... gave to the security this little note that said something like, to my music buddies, like, you guys are awesome, or something like that, like a really sweet like message. And the singer, he posted a photo of himself like holding it on Facebook to try and find this kid. And he found out who he was, and he's going to give him a reply.
Oh, that's cute.
I think it's really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
They had new band members as well, I think, a new keyboard player and a new drummer.
Yeah,
they were really good.
I could only get from a distance. It was packed for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really busy. Mm. One of the busier crowds.
Shires as well.
Shires.
Did you play just before the Shires yourself?
Yeah, I played with Stefan Carabeard as well.
Yeah.
And that was like our first sort of proper gig together. Yeah. I thought it was.
What songs did you play?
we did a bunch of covers.
What ones?
Why, what are you doing to me?
What? I'm interested. You're an idiot.
I feel like the only thing now is that if that's our first gig, where do we go from there, right?
Glastonbury this weekend.
Well, say Bricklayers. Yeah.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah. But no, the Shires like were outstanding. Really, just sounded lovely.
Their voices were just like immaculate. Like every single harmony, like everything. It was just considering there were only two of them. They normally play as a band, but they did it as a duo. And yeah, I think they were quite happy. They said it was their first. Although they're from the area, it was their first time down there.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's weird. It's their first time they've been knocking about for a little while, haven't they? Mm.
I don't think they've actually been knocking about for that long.
No? They only formed in 2013.
Yeah. Mm. They just managed to get big really quickly.
We should try and do that. We can't now.
We're too old, aren't we?
Yeah. Steph, okay. We can make Steph famous.
Okay, you guys can be our managers.
God.
Actually, no. That's a terrible idea.
Neville Staple.
Amazing. Probably my...
He headlined me on the set.
Yeah, big time.
Probably my favourite, like, apart from obviously playing, probably my favourite part of the whole thing.
Cheers, mate.
I always thought, because often when you see solo performers that used to be in a band, like, sometimes they can be a bit funny about playing the old band's hits.
Yeah.
But he did, all the special hits, which was, like, really cool. And his own stuff was good as well.
Yeah. It's just, like, because it just started, obviously it was headlining, it was dark, and then it just started raining, but, like, it just didn't matter. Everyone was just kind of, like, bopping and skanking away, and it was just a really nice, happy end, I think, to the day.
Yeah. Owen told me a really weird lie, because, like, obviously I had to go and you two were supposed to interview him.
I didn't tell you any kind of lie. You fabricated a story and then convinced me that it was true, and we nearly said it.
What are you talking about? I was talking about, when I saw you later that night, I was like, did you and Steph interview Neville Staple? And you went, no, like, he only, like, arrived like 10 seconds before he was due to go on stage, and then just went on, and then he was gone again.
Yeah, well, I was playing before.
Like he'd arrived, like, by helicopter or something.
I think he did.
But what did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about the fact that you piped out that thing about, the original Specials lineup were down there.
No, there was one other guy from the Specials played with him.
You've made it up.
It's a fact.
We need to find out if it's a fact. I feel like it could be true, but I feel like you haven't verified it.
If you look on the Rhythms of the World website, there was a massive article about it.
Okay.
And how excited he was.
Why, when I said, can we confirm this, why did you not say that then? Why did you just sit there drinking your tea and make Steph look it up?
Tea. You're an idiot.
Don't like you very much.
Yeah, so after Rhythms that night, like, you headed down the George, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I had a gig, and I came and met you afterwards. And when I left you were fine. When I got back, I've never seen such a mess. You and your brother and his mate. Like, his mate's eyes, I've never seen anything like it.
They were pretty rude, weren't they?
Just bibbling around in the corner.
They were maybe closed 90% of the time. And open 10% of the time.
Where was he from?
He was from Liverpool.
Liverpool, because that was the thing, like, I wasn't drinking. And yet I was trying to talk to him, and between the accent and the drinks, like, there was just a point where I had no idea what was going on, but I could tell that he was really enthusiastic about what he was talking about. So I kind of did that thing where I was like, yeah, and then he looked at me really strangely. I thought, what did he just ask? So I just turned around and walked off.
Have you got a sister that works in Blah?
Yeah, oh, God.
Like, talking about your brother and his friend, like, we met them the next morning, didn't we? Like, to go to the festival, and, like, we phoned up, and you phoned up, like, where are you? And it was, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. He's like, we're down Wetherspoons. It's like, they'd been there, they already had 4 pints.
Yeah, we did an interview with them. Should we do that now as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk, it's your brother.
You do all the talking. And now you just ruined it. It can't be like a mysterious shopper. Is it called a mysterious shopper? It's a mystery shopper.
Not mysterious. Steph, you did the interview, conduct it.
No, I can't. I was just on their team. That's what just got confusing. I was standing with the interviewees on the interviewers.
Yeah, you're on our team.
I'm moving teams, guys.
Is this our job?
Right, okay, we're with some army guys here.
Is that okay?
So are you going to put the link?
Is this how it's going?
Right, we're with some army guys here. We're at Rooms of the World. They've just been here. This is the first time you've both been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my first time.
Okay.
This isn't his first rodeo.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I don't remember.
You had about 12 Fosters, didn't you?
Yeah. he was on Fosters, I was on Carlin. Yeah.
We're going to need to have subtitles for this one.
Yeah, I was on Carlin, he was on Fosters.
Full English.
Yeah, what he said.
Okay, cool.
How many pints did you have yesterday?
Lost count.
Right, yeah.
All of them.
Definitely, yeah, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Have you enjoyed the festival so far?
Yeah, been class, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Loved it.
What's your favourite thing? What's your favourite act you've watched?
Definitely Owen Stephen on the main stage.
There we go. The tenors in the post.
It was me accidentally asking that Roxy's mum for her daughter's number.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is that a thing?
Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
How and why? What happened?
No, because she handed me the card and she handed me... She handed me this card and like, oh, yes, it's got a number on it as well. It was like, that's a manager's number. It's like, oh shit, that's a mum, innit?
To that number.
I think right now you need to send the message, what are you wearing?
Yeah. Where are you
results to follow.
Where are you going back to?
Reading.
And you're both are seriously in the army, aren't you?
Yes.
Like, you do save lives. Do you save lives or kill people?
Both.
And do you feel like this has been a nice release and enjoying the music and having a bit of a break?
Good. I'm quite pissed.
You both are in so much trouble tomorrow, aren't you? It's going to be like...
It depends how well I sober up.
Cool. All right, cheers, boys. See you next year.
Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
It was not until listening back to some of these interviews, we were quite drunk on Sunday as well, weren't we?
Yeah.
I feel like you made out that I was a lot more drunk than both of you, but I don't think I was.
No.
But no one was more drunk than they were.
No. They wouldn't have been sober by the time they got back to Reading.
They wouldn't have been sober until they're probably still a little bit on it now. Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Should we use that as a link to talk about Roxy Searle?
Yeah, man. Roxy, we watched her on the main stage.
She was one of the first acts
BBC,
I saw
BBC
on,
stage.
On the BBC stage. Yeah,
she smashed it. It was really good. She had a band with her. I don't think I've seen her with a band before. I've only ever seen her play solo acoustic.
Yeah.
So it was nice for me.
And her mum bought cake.
Yeah. They sort of came around the crowd afterwards with like cake and business cards.
Well, we had cake, didn't we, backstage afterwards?
We did an interview with her as well.
Oh, God, we could play that
in a minute. We did an interview, like, there's a bit in the middle where God knows what it's going to sound like, but you guys both had cake in your mouth while we were asking the questions, didn't you? Okay, let's see what that sounds like.
Okay, we're Breakfast Bad. We're here with Roxy Searle, just absolutely smashed it on the BBC, introducing the stage. Roxy, what did you have for breakfast today?
I actually didn't have breakfast. I haven't eaten at all today.
Unbelievable. None of the performers are eating here. There needs to be some kind of health and safety regulation in place.
Is nobody actually eating?
No, yeah. Everyone we've interviewed, no one's eaten.
Tell my mum that, because she was always like, breakfast is the most important part of the day.
It is.
Well,
she's onto something.
And Breakfast Bad is the most important podcast of the day.
If I had my way, I would have like a roast dinner for breakfast.
Have a roast dinner?
I would have then I love like waffles with like melted chocolate for like lunch, and then for theoretically dinner, I would have just like the biggest
iced pie breakfast.
Oh my God, breakfast is here.
The biggest cake in the whole wide world.
That is the biggest cake in the whole wide world.
Shall we have some breakfast?
That's carrot cake.
Shit, man.
Have it, eat it, all in one.
Whoa. Oh! Kev, what do you think about that? So tell us a bit about your music.
My music. This is the bonus about having hamster cheeks. You can sort of squash all the cake to each side.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
So, just one more question. Where can people expect to find you next? What's next for you?
I'm playing at quite a few festivals this year. I'm playing at Wilkstock, which I'm really excited about. I'm also doing Buntfest, the Stevenage Borough, so Borough Fest, and I'm also doing a gig in Stevenage Town Centre.
Awesome. And you've got an EP coming out as well, haven't you?
I have got an EP coming out. Thanks, Kev, for reminding me. So, yeah, I've got an EP coming out. I'm really excited.
Has it got a name yet?
It hasn't got a name yet, so...
Call it Breakfast Bad.
Breakfast Bad?
Yeah, call it Breakfast Bad. Roxy Searle, Breakfast Bad. Do it.
I think we'll have to put it out there.
It's official now. It's high five it.
Okay, high five it. Done.
Done. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
My favourite part of that interview, obviously, because I wasn't there listening back to it, is the fact that you asked her, like, tell us a bit about your music, and she just starts talking about the cake in her cheeks instead, and it never got answered. it wasn't very attentive.
It's probably because I waited until she'd stuffed an entire cake in her mouth before I asked her a question.
She was funny because, like, obviously it was the BBC stage, so they're all about like photography and stuff afterwards, and like she could see that we were waiting. She was trying to get away, bless her, and like they were like, just give you more snaps.
And, Kev was getting his diva on, and then he was like, come on, you need to talk to us. And I was like, she's talking to the actual BBC. I think she can wait.
So Roxy, come on. She's like, okay. Leaving the BBC for the breakfast bag.
Should we apologise to her and her mum in case my brother and his mate sent them a message on the way home?
Yeah, we should have had the update for now.
We'll find out. We'll cover it in a future episode. Okay, what else happened?
We haven't numbered these ones.
No, God. People were rough.
Yeah, he was troubadour.
Yeah, I didn't see much of him because obviously we were running about and backstage.
Saw him play with that amazing sax player that came down and played with us.
Yeah,
later on.
Yeah. The Bricklayers afterwards. Yeah. He was awesome.
Really good. Yeah, it was great. I love Pete. I see Pete all the time. Like, brilliant, fantastic songwriter, I would say.
Yeah, great guitarist. Lovely vibe.
Yeah, I'll tell you what was really funny though. He was standing up. I've never seen him stand up before.
That was really weird. And like, the different thing is, obviously, we always joke that he wears his red trousers, but this time he was wearing normal trousers and a red waistcoat. I felt like he jazzed himself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you do as well?
Just unintentionally. Although, talking about that, everyone kept telling you that you were really red.
I was really red. I got really burnt on Sunday because I didn't have any sun cream. And then I found some sun cream, but it was about 6 o'clock at night.
Started applying sun cream at like 6:45.
We were like in a rush away, and you're like, guys, I've just got to put some sun cream on. It's like, the damage is done.
Didn't you say, what did you say? You should just go with it now and just put on some blusher.
But yeah, Pete was really good.
Yeah, while we're skipping back in time a little bit, while we're talking about that stage, you've written it down as the drummy, what have you written?
Mental drum dancers.
Yeah.
They were awesome, weren't they?
On my 10th stage.
Yeah, they did a bit where they were doing all the high kicks.
Yeah.
It was mental. He was like, they were doing some tribal, like, beat kind of thing, and then he was doing all these, hello, throwing his feet, like, over his shoulder.
But there was ones where he was jumping, like, as high as he could, and then just coming down, like, doing
over
the splits
a rope and
stuff.
And, like, all this kind of stuff.
Are you guys going to properly reenact this for me?
People were trying to get me to do it because I was on straight after them, but I just went on and just played some indie songs.
They ended on an amazing version of In the Jungle.
Oh, I love that song.
In the Jungle. That one.
That's on my G. I used to sing it and it was kind of creepy.
I'm going to say some really nice things about G later, but I think they did it better. Not better. It was just felt a little bit more authentic.
More authentic, yeah.
Joey Hanson.
Joey Hanson.
Joey Handsome.
Yeah, indeed. I was walking, I'd gone out to meet my parents and give them tickets and that, and as I was walking back towards the, he was on the Ice House stage, which was kind of near the artist area that I was walking back through, and I heard Ed Sheeran playing in the tent, and I thought, oh, that sounds, oh no, it's the CD. And then as I got closer, I realised there was people stood outside the tent, like looking in, and I thought, that's weird if it's a CD. It was him. He sounded absolutely amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Absolutely phenomenal. Like, so, so good.
Joey, especially, like, because he's quite young as well still, isn't he? So I think he's outstanding. I think we spoke about this last time.
How old is he? 16?
No, he's old enough to drink. 18, someone said, like, 18, 17, 19. 18. Oh, my God, am I at that age where I've just said 18 is quite young?
You sometimes say that, like, 23, 24 is quite young.
I think it is. Rude.
What do you think's old?
You.
Okay, so...
I don't know what their name is because we got rid of the program. The massive, it was like a gospel choir, and they were in the inside not long after Pete, and that was outstanding. Like, I was walking, I think maybe going to see G or something else, and, like, it was a proper, like, stop and just pay attention moment. Like, they were giving it all that, and it was wonderful.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, I think that
I did see one other band, on your stage. I saw Kelly Oliver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was folky, very folky, yeah.
Had a big crowd, I heard, which is good.
Yeah,
crowd. She had long legs as well, didn't she?
That's objective.
didn't she?
Really helped with the music, didn't it?
Yeah.
She was good. Had a very nice guitar, so she did some harmonica as well.
She did. That's why I didn't do any, because she was probably better than me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why, because I was on after her, and I thought, I'm not going to play any harmonica now.
I like it when you play the harmonica.
I know, but...
I think we should have a rule that we switch phones off.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't play any harmonica.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you were going to lead with something so much better than that.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's fine. Just work on it for next time.
Okay.
And so then we saw G after that, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
I think everyone saw G.
I saw a message on his Facebook of someone that was at the main stage and said, I can hear Bohemian Rhapsody. Half a mile away. We did an interview with G. Should we play that and then talk about him?
Yeah.
It's happening.
Okay, with the Breakfast Bad team, we're here with G. Lurow. She's just smashed it on the Arcadelic something or other stage.
Oh, Christ, the Arcade Eclectic.
Okay, Arcade Eclectic. G, what?
G Lurow!
G.
Hello.
Right.
I had enchiladas for breakfast.
G, I like
it.
Oh, what the f- What have you just answered the question?
I didn't even ask the question. G, what did you have for breakfast today?
Enchiladas. I thought I just made that clear.
What type? Like beef? Chicken?
Beef?
Beef?
Oh, chicken, actually.
Beef?
Yeah, they were chickeny. I've got a lot of chicken to use up. So you had this is great radio chat. Great
radio chat. I like it that he answered like what he had for breakfast, because obviously he listens to the show. That's how he knew what the first question would be.
That is just a massive coincidence. I tell everyone what I have for breakfast all the time.
Everyone. I'm Gina, I had enchiladas for breakfast.
You know, that was amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You must have loved it, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm still hanging a little bit, but I think that's really helps. That's
really helped. That was the bomb.
But thank you, bomb diggity.
You just got like a whole crowd to conga.
Yeah, well, I think, to be honest, they wanted a conga, I could see that. They just, oh, bloody hell.
I thought you were going to be sick.
No, I'm not.
Possessed by
some. I think that was the biggest conga which I've ever seen in Hitchin.
You reckon? Do you reckon I've broken a record?
Is
I think so.
It's a euphemism that we're using right now.
G has the biggest conga in Hitchin.
What do you want me to say about that? I can't deny or refute it, really.
What was your favourite moment of the set? Oh, you know, in time with you.
Yeah, that bit was good. I mean, the conga's always nice. You see them having a good time. I don't know.
I particularly liked your crowd-warming, friendly child environment of singing. I went to what was the third and fourth songs that you sang, respectively?
I Want to Love You in the Poop Shoot, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that was the third one, followed by
Body Form.
What was wrong with that?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, right? It was the way you were like, you just played some chords and got everyone clapping along, and you were going, everyone knows this one, and all the girls at the front were just clapping, and then it went into, whoa, Body Form! They were like, oh my God.
If we've ever got a soundbite for you, Kevin, is that?
And just so you know, the verse that you've written is, well, Tom Petty.
Yes, it is rather Tom Petty, yes.
I think he'd be proud.
I didn't nick it, I swear.
Okay.
Oh God, have we unravelled your secrets?
You take a lot of unravelling.
Okay. I had another question for you, but were there any songs that you didn't play that you'd want to play? This really close to my mouth. Phone is really close to my mouth.
Any songs that I didn't play that I'd want to play?
Yeah.
I must admit, I want to do a bit more of my own material, but none of it's like funny enough or kind of lively enough.
Sell yourself short. It doesn't need to be funny. You can do your thing.
I know. Yeah. You're just so like, I don't know, like a critical. a critique. Well, you give them such a critique.
A minute ago, can I just back you off on this, Owen?
We were interviewing
Smidge, and Steph went, okay, on a rating scale of like 1 to 10, how would you rate your voice? It's like,
what I said was, he said he's worried, upset about his technique, but he really shouts. So I said, A for effort, what would you give yourself a technique? If you're gonna, like, what's the word? Smear my name. Do it properly.
Oh, it's already been done, I'm afraid.
Cool, okay. We'll see you rocking about.
Can I just tell them about Bullstock?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Rhythms is a fantastic festival, but when all the festivals... Well, I can't say that. When all the festivals draw to an end, September the 11th, 12th and 13th, come to Bullstock. The lovely Breakfast Bad crew will be there.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we'll probably do like a Bullstock special.
That'll be fantastic.
It's only 50 quid.
Oh,
I'm joking. It's 100.
Yeah, brilliant.
To you.
I will see you there.
Amazing.
Cheers, G.
Thanks, G.
Bye up.
See. G set was mental.
Yeah, it was. He didn't hold back, did he?
No.
He never does.
No.
He kept saying, like, oh, I feel really hungover, so I don't know how it's going to go. And he just absolutely smashed it. Probably, and this is something, the loudest I've ever heard G.
It was very loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of my favourite of his performances. They're all so unique and different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You never know what you're going to get, but they're always absolutely mental.
Yeah.
I can't believe he got... How many people do you reckon were in that conga?
It must have been 100.
Yeah, lots of people congering.
Yeah,
that was good. I love the fact that, again, like, at that point we saw your brother in the conga and I was like, oh my God! And then, like, the second time we came around, you saw him kind of, like, feeling a little bit sick and walk out of it. Like, no thanks.
Yeah, I like it that he's always, like... True, he never sort of like, because I feel like some people can pander to the crowd.
Yeah.
And he's just always him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. You didn't give a shit there were kids there.
No.
But my kids were there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Lucy took your kids away about 2 songs I mentioned.
I think she did. I think that was wise. But yeah, no, it's just, I think that was. Because like, we were at the stage before and like there was all that stuff floating around, wasn't there? Like all the feathers or something.
Oh, yeah,
like chicken. And I think like we needed a big boost there and you just. Yeah,
those feathers were getting us down.
Yeah. That and all the alcohol.
Speaking of alcohol, not long after that, we went and we saw local DJ Rich McFerrin.
Oh, my God.
He had some things to say.
Well, we saw him the night before, didn't we, down the George, and he was absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
As well. Like, he's a funny, funny one.
Yeah, but he's a good lad in the local scene, enjoying the festival. Here's what he had to say.
We're on.
Hey, Breakfast Bad here with Richard McFerrin, McFerrett from the Winchester Collective.
Afternoon.
Have you had a wonderful festival, Rich?
Oh, marvellous. It's up there, man. It might have been my fave of all time.
Did you DJ at all at it?
Last night at George, you smashed it last night at George. That was good fun, man. Really good fun.
What are you doing after?
It's going to smash it at George again tonight, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot the most important question. Owen?
What did you have for breakfast?
Crumpets.
Awesome. What did you have on them?
Peanut butter.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's left
really
field. That's left field.
I'll tell you what I had with him. I'll tell you that after. That'd be the... No, seriously, I can't tell you what I had with him.
Was it like Frosties or something?
No, it was bad.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to do with this. I really want you to tell me.
Right, you have to turn the recording equipment off. It's like, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean?
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Okay, cheers, Rich.
Ironically, there's as much sugar in a Pop-Tart.
If I go 1 week without hearing your sugar facts...
Is there nothing you don't know about sugar?
I make it up.
Really? I knew it!
I thought there were facts!
Well, there was something that I read that was as bad as like 4 Krispy Kreme donuts, so now I just use that for everything.
Really? So a kind of vodka Red Bull probably isn't?
I think it was the Ribena. So Ribena is like 4 Krispy Kreme donuts, then a vodka Red Bull must be bad. We haven't talked about that yet on here, so it's going to seem like a really random...
Yeah, no. Oh, no, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's yet to come. It? Did we speak to anyone that wasn't drunk?
Each other?
Drunk.
No,
Speech
wasn't drunk.
No, I was drunk. Definitely drunk.
Oh, we spoke to someone else on the Sunday. We spoke to Stu O'Connor.
Oh, we did, yeah.
But really, unfortunately, we missed a set. But there was a good... He was first on that Sunday, yeah, wasn't he? And there's a like really big crowd down there, so yeah, he's always a local favourite. I think he's great at festivals as well. He's got that festival vibe.
Seen him because like, he went off like touring the world, didn't he, for the last few years, and I haven't seen him for years.
Yeah, I think we talked to him about what's next and things like that. Okay. So let's see about that.
Okay, hey, yeah, we're here with Stu O'Connor. He's just been playing on the, I don't know how to say that word.
Arcade Eclectic Stage.
Yep. Stu, what did you have for breakfast?
I haven't had breakfast yet.
It's really late. It's not good for you.
I know, but I was playing. I thought I didn't want a full stomach and I'd be sluggish up there and probably fall asleep.
Well, what do you think you will have for breakfast?
Something worldly.
Good. Okay, cool. The second question was...
I've got one. What's like you play everywhere all over the world. What's the favourite country you've ever played in?
Probably Australia, because they're like full on enthusiastic. Like I felt like they wear their enthusiasm on their sleeves. So
I find the same thing with American audiences. They show that they're having a good time rather than sit there and ignore you and then tell you they had a good time. Like, oh, that was good, mate.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's interesting. Although they do go the other way, and if they didn't enjoy it, they let you know as well. Yeah.
Excellent.
Great. Enjoy the rest of the day, Stu.
Okay, maybe the phone wasn't right with the phone. Oh no, I've given the secrets of our recording equipment away.
You mean the high-tech equipment that we just say phone for short, right?
Maybe the HD compression desk wasn't rolling at
that. Before the festival, it was like, yeah, we need this many passes. I was like, well, surely you only need one. I was like, who's going to carry all the recording equipment? Like, going around the festival with an iPhone.
You just divulged even more secrets. It could be a special music phone.
Other phones are available. Yeah. I mean, music recorders. So yeah, maybe it was off the record that he told us what he was doing next. I think he was saying he was going out to Holland and Germany and...
Yeah, so did we like interview him, like, basically just asked him to have a breakfast and then turned it off?
He was the first person that we interviewed that day, and I think we were a little bit tired and hungover, and we did a really meek interview, and then we just had like an hour long chat with him afterwards. Cold effects and stuff.
Oh, so where is he next?
Holland and Germany.
Oh, right. Sorry.
This is why we don't make very good interviews, we don't listen.
Well, I think our interview with Paul Young was pretty good.
Well... Do you want to talk about that?
We were backstage and Paul Young was knocking about, and Amy, one of the festival organisers, was like, Paul Young's over there. She said, do you want me to sort you out an interview now? And we were like, my God, yes. So she went away, and like we were like frantically thinking of questions, getting really excited.
We prepared them all before. What are you talking about?
And then she came back and sort of like did a cutthroat sign. No, it's a no. What? Yeah, he's going.
But I was going to say, because he'd been like before that, he'd been standing around like, it was really nice, wasn't he, taking loads of photos with fans and stuff, and then us three bumbling idiots
just saw us
just before he went, you lot with like cans of Red Stripe,
you with your 2 litre bottle of wine. Do you want these guys to interview you? they've got really high tech recording equipment.
I think he was probably just intimidated.
Oh wow. But Amy, we spoke to her, one of the organisers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She wasn't drunk, was she?
Maybe.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello, we're with Amy. What are you, Amy?
I am the chairman of the charity.
She's the chairman of the charity.
Should we put a picture?
I'd go for that. Yeah, we're doing well.
I run ting, innit?
She runs ting. Amy, what did you have for breakfast today?
Nothing. So I had lunch.
What did you
have for
lunch?
And that was roasted pepper with rice inside, like a stuffed pepper, with a little bit of mushy peas and chips on the side. Because I've got a thing for mushy peas.
It's well gourmet.
It was yummy.
You're a vegetarian?
I am vegetarian, yes. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's right.
I think Rhythms of the World is quite good to cater for all sorts of diets.
Indeed, that is something that we do make an effort to sort out. So we are aware of things like nut allergies and wheat allergies and the such like. And all of our catering teams are very good at accommodating that for everybody. We even have a couple of vegans.
That's what we were saying about it in the kind of the pre-podcast, that there's so much food and so many options. The worst thing is when you go to a festival and, you have a nut allergy or you're vegan, and it's like your only option is noodles. But that's it.
No, absolutely. Or salad and chips. Yeah. It's another vegan favourite, isn't it? But we're doing food from around the world as well as music from around the world. Exactly. So, and I think we do that well.
I think so.
Really
there's
well.
Been some good smells coming about. Good smells.
And that's not just us. That's the food.
Have you managed to see any acts yourself or not?
I have just checked out Uben Maneuver down at Arcade Eclectic.
Any
they
good?
Were amazing. They were brilliant. I'm just gutted I couldn't stay for the whole set. So one of the guys in Uben Maneuver is part of our communications team. And he's been helping promote us with our national media and the such like. And he put in an application through the inquiry line. And he was accepted by Chris Ripple down at Arcade Eclectic. I promised I'd go down there and see them. And I first saw the first track they did, and I had to begrudgingly drag myself away. They are awesome. They are brilliant. So eclectic. You got a guy with a punky Mohican, another guy on saxophone. They sound a little bit like Rage Against the Machine, but with jazz in the background. It's just like...
That's the best description I've ever heard.
It's amazing. It was really amazing. I was very impressed. I saw Neville Staple last night.
Oh, it was so good, wasn't it?
Even when
it rained, everyone's still skanking.
Yeah, absolutely. I went and watched Los Pacaminos with my mum, because she loves Paul Young. So I was sipping mojitos with my mum, watching him on stage. I asked her if she was going to go to the front and throw her knickers at the stage, but she said she wouldn't.
So you did it instead, right?
No. I think I should have a little bit of dignity.
So you're getting smashed, right, even though you're working?
I'm on duty. I had a little break earlier and I had a very nice pint of cider that was supplied to me by Thierry from the Priory. But I'm still on duty until the end of the night.
Do you know that there's a tent just back there somewhere that has like this like incredible Jaeger on tap thing?
I am aware of that. My new head of performance, Donna, sorted that out.
Yeah.
So our acts could get some.
Can we get some?
It's in the tent where the brand new heavies are at the moment. So my recommendation, if you would like a Jaeger, is to speak to Donna and she'll probably sort you out.
Turn this shit off, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. I will give her a shout in a minute and you can all have a Jaeger. Yeah.
You'll join us, right?
Yay. Oh, I'll have a little one with you, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. I hope you all have a lovely weekend. Cheers, guys.
Skins. What?
That means I'm going to have to do some kind of, like, post-production, like, that echo thing and stuff
again. We could just make it sound like Kev's got really bad stammer.
Okay.
And they're amazing. Probably my second favourite of the weekend.
Who's your first favourite?
Neville Staple Band.
Really? I preferred... Oh, am I allowed to have an opinion on this? Everyone was really good, but I prefer... They were my favourite band that I saw.
Skins.
Yeah.
I think it's just because they played... Like, there's a couple of their songs that I absolutely really love, but they didn't play a lot of the stuff I knew.
I just was blown away by, like, how good they were musically and vocally. Three singers and they all had like really unique styles of singing, but they could all harmonise together like perfectly as well. It was like absolutely awesome.
Just full of energy as well, and just like again perfect with the weather and atmosphere.
And like considering like how much electronics and stuff they had, like they still like sort of treated it all live, and it was like just a real fluid, but just really perfect for a Sunday at a festival.
Yeah, really, really good.
Did they head? I know Brand New Heavies headlined, didn't they?
Yeah, they were second from last.
Did you see Brand New Heavies?
We had to go to the after party.
I was with you.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, the Bricklayers after party. We basically just went down there. Way too drunk to play, really.
but it was good.
Speak for yourself.
Were we all, or were you?
I was probably the worst out of the three of us.
Yeah.
I'd was quite sober by then.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, though.
Nice to see people returning from the festival on their way back to the station and that coming in. And
it was good. Like, there was a bit where Jack was like, just open the door. And, like, the door got open, and then, like loads of people just come past. Oh, like, being sort of tempted in by the music.
Like the Pied Piper, apart from way less dark.
Yeah. Blimey, that Pied Piper is dark.
Do we have a conversation about it?
No, that bothers me, the Pied Piper.
I think we had a conversation about it, but I didn't think Kev was there.
All right.
The Pied Piper. But the Pied Piper, are you aware of what the story is?
Yeah, this was the conversation we were having the other day, that I was convinced that the story that everyone knows is that he, like, said he'd play it to get the rats away. They didn't pay him, so instead he took their children off.
Yeah.
And he was like, that definitely never happened. And I said, no, because the real thing is he actually slaughtered all their children.
No.
That is... Oh, I had this argument once. I'm not going to have it again.
No, what happened is... It's not a true story.
It is. It's based on urban legend.
That means it's an urban legend. It's not a true story, the Pied Piper. You can't play a flute and make loads of rats follow you, and you can't play a flute and make loads of children follow you. What's the matter with you? Jesus Christ. Where do you think it happened?
I don't know, the olden days.
Oh my God. No, like what happened was, I never understood the moral, right? I understood that he got... and all the rats went away, and then they didn't pay him. So he's like, right, I'm going to get you now. Took all the kids away. Now, I'm not, like,
did he then go back with a ransom note?
No. Like, what happened was, there was one less abled child that couldn't go, and I couldn't understand the moral of the story. Like, they all got taken away, and I don't know if they were taken away. They went to a mountain cave, and I don't know if they were in there having the time of their lives, like loads of chocolate and cakes. So it was like bad for the one that got left behind, or if they would slaughtered.
No, I don't think the moral of the story is that one of them got left behind.
Well, that's that's a fact, though, in the story.
Yeah, the moral of the story is pay a man when he does something for you, or he's going to reap his horrible revenge.
On your children.
Yeah.
Apart from the less abled one.
We need to get rid of this section.
No, we don't.
It's my favourite section.
So, speaking of things that we need to get rid of, we did some... We did some talking, and we decided to cut the fat. We did some interview. Metaphorical fat. You look great.
Just go for fat.
This is the breakfast band we all know and love.
Yeah, we
this music shit.
We did some interviews in the George later. Let's
no, we didn't. We did them in the Bricklayers.
We did them at the Bricklayers. I mean, does that mean they both owe us 50 quid now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what it sounds like.
Hey, Breakfast Bad, we're live from the festival. We've just seen The Skints, and we are with...
Number one fan. Billy Stinton.
There you go.
Yeah. How did you enjoy it, Billy? Oh, actually, first question, Owen.
What did you have for breakfast?
I actually had avocado on a muffin with bacon.
That's healthy.
What's on a muffin?
You know, like in
breakfast muffin?
Yeah.
Like on a muffin, not an on a muffin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's an on a muffin?
What are you on a?
Yeah.
That sounds like quite a good breakfast.
Oh, it's a delightful breakfast.
See, what I would have done is... What did you say was on there?
Avocado.
Yeah, I would have got rid of that.
Yeah.
Bacon.
That
can stay.
On a muffin.
Did you have butter on it?
Yeah. Got to have butter.
Okay, so what I would have done is substituted the avocado for a fine cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
And now we're talking...
Yeah, that could have gone well. Maybe.
Do you want to rethink your breakfast for tomorrow?
Fuck
off. Not the cranberry.
I wouldn't go for the cranberries. No, he's not into anything cranberry. Saucy. Maybe we'll take you for breakfast in the morning.
Save it for the podcast.
Anyway, what was your favourite thing about today?
The Skints.
Yeah?
Definitely the Skints.
They're awesome, aren't they?
They were so good.
You've seen them before, right?
Yeah, quite a few times.
How did this performance compare to previous performances?
I really enjoyed it. I liked hearing the new album. It's the first time I've seen them play the new songs from the album, and yeah, it was brilliant.
Did you get right down the front?
Completely lived up to the standard.
Were you right?
Yeah,
down the front?
We were pretty close.
It was quite easy to get to the front today, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you need to do is sort of go left or right, walk to the front of the stage, and then just cut in. It was easy.
Is this essential Rhythms of the World information?
No, this is the longest interview we've ever done.
I think we should wrap it up, guys.
Okay, thanks.
What's your final parting words?
I'm looking forward to breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah
man. Cool.
Something
about the Sunday. Okay. We've just had a revelation. Let's come back to that interview in a second.
Steph, you've got some facts.
I've got facts for once in my life. So, referring to the Pied Piper, in the day of the year, 1284.
What does "in the day of the year" mean?
That's just how it's written, because it was written in 1284. And the Day of the Saints John and Paul on the 26th of June, by a piper clothed in many kind of colours, 130 children born in Hamelin were seduced and lost at the place of execution near the coffin.
Can I just read out a very important bit that you've just missed?
Shh.
The earliest known record of this story.
You're a dick.
No, but that's a thing.
It's a story.
But it's like several women accounts have survived, so I thought that meant about the story of the thing
I guess that's still unconfirmed.
Oh, we've been served.
Oh, I did such a cool thing. I told you about it.
I just got all over this.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. This is descending into madness. I think we, that's pretty much all we've got to say about Rooms of the World, isn't it? Oh, we did one more interview, didn't we?
Yeah. It's a very short one, though.
It's a very short one. Here we go.
Okay, we're here live at Rooms of the World Festival 2015. We've just bumped into Jordan. Jordan, what did you have for breakfast today?
For breakfast, I had a double vodka Red Bull.
It's powerful. What time was it?
It was about 11 o'clock. I woke up yesterday from rhythms and I thought the only thing I can eat is a double vodka Red Bull. So I had it.
That's good. You know there's as much sugar in that as there is in like 4 Krispy Kreme donuts.
I probably would have gone for the Krispy Kreme donuts over vodka and Red Bull.
I would have gone for like maybe a single vodka Red Bull and like 2 Krispy Kreme donuts, best of both worlds.
I would have, if I had the choice, if I had Krispy Kreme donuts to the left and the double vodka Red Bull there, I'd have probably chosen the donuts, but I didn't have a choice. I didn't have any donuts around me, so I had to do the vodka
Red Bull. You didn't have a choice, it's fine.
I think you'll find that that's how Nazi Germany started, like them saying they didn't have a choice.
I'm not horrible, I'm a very nice person, I would never do anything like that, I promise.
That was informative.
It was very informative. You know your sugar facts though, don't you?
Well, no, we just realised you told us.
Did we talk about that on air or off air?
Sure, you said it's all a lie, didn't you?
Yeah, he said it on air.
Was it on air? Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
on that note.
So, where can people listen to more of our ramblings if they would like to?
We've got about 12 episodes now.
More than that, I think.
Yeah.
Is it? More than that. We're getting quite a good little back catalogue, aren't we? I was saying to Steph the other day, once we're famous, like, it's going to be really good for the people, like, who are, like...
You just putting those positive vibes out there.
Yeah, like, it'd be really nice for, like, the people, like, they'll probably be, like, by the time we get famous, the they'll people. Probably be, like, 20 or 30.
The minions.
They'll be 20 or 30, so there's going to be a really good back catalogue for people to get
there. Oh, so you're saying that we're going to be famous in, like, 28 episodes' time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can we all do something to speed that up?
Well, I don't know, Rob...
Thank you for not correcting me on my maths there, by the way.
See, let Owen get away with anything. As soon as I bring out a tangible fact.
Tangible fact?
Okay. Did you talk about the Twitter?
Oh, yeah, we've got Twitter. It's called breakfast_bad. We've got...
We wanted to say something about Twitter, didn't we? Like, we really like it that people like us and, like, favourite it on Twitter, but if you could retweet it, that's a lot more helpful.
Retweeting is...
Favouriting doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff likes us now.
Does he?
Well, like,
or is it another one of those fake parody accounts where Jesse Pinkman's following us?
No, it's actually not even David Hasselhoff.
It's not David Hasselhoff. It's the producer of that show. Have you seen it yet?
No.
What's it called?
Hoff
with his head?
No. I don't know, but we don't need to talk about it now. I think we just need to wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to bed.
Email... Like, we all sleep in one big bed.
What?
I said I, not we.
Oh. Thanks.
Jesus.
Or you can email us at breakfast.bad@outlook.com.
And, Facebook, Audio Room, iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
It's free, so just, like...
Get involved.
Yeah,
get involved.
And then give it a share.
Get us before we get
caring
famous.
Caring is sharing.
Okay. Thank you, Rooms of the World. See you next year.
See you next year.
Bye.